Susan, welcome to the programme. Now, I imagine that many of our listeners might be wondering, a city farm? That can't be right.
No, I suppose it does sound a bit strange. In fact, I often get that kind of reaction when I'm asked what I do.
So tell us, what on earth is a city farm?
Well, it is just that. A farm, quite a small one, obviously, in the centre of a city. There are quite a few of these farms dotted throughout the country. Most of them have appeared in the past 5 years or so.
But why? When we have so many farms in the countryside, which is where they should be.
Well, the idea came about when a teacher from a primary school wrote a letter to a newspaper in which she said she was horrified to find out that her class of 7-year-olds didn't know where milk came from. They drank it every day, they saw it in cartons on the shelves of supermarkets, and when she asked which animal milk came from, one child said chickens.
You're joking!
Absolutely not. Anyway, as a result, a local businessman bought a plot of land and eventually, with the help of the farming community, he opened a small farm to encourage children living in the city to find out what went on in the countryside, which many of them never got to visit. And the farm was hugely popular with local schools and teachers, but most of all with young children. It had been thought that people living nearby would object, or that parents would feel that it was not necessary for their children to visit a farm. But nothing of that sort occurred.
What sort of animals did he have?
No bulls. But there were a few cows, some sheep, a couple of goats, and then chickens and ducks.
Amazing. So how did you get involved with the scheme?
Well, I saw a programme on the TV and I was fascinated by the children's behaviour. I used to be a teacher years ago, but I gave up when my children were small and my husband worked away from home. Anyway, I watched some of these children who were apparently quite difficult to control in the classroom. But when you saw them with the animals, they were so gentle with them. It was such a change.
Weren't they frightened?
Not at all. So I decided I could do the same thing in the city where I live. My house has quite a lot of land attached to it, and I got permission from the local council to set up a city farm. I made sure that the local people knew what I was planning to do, and there was a great deal of curiosity. Someone rang and offered me a couple of horses, and we also have some ponies, as well as the more usual farm animals. People were very supportive.
How do you afford to feed all these animals?
Well, the council gives me a small grant, which surprised me as I thought people might object to money being spent like this. But now that the farm is established, most schools make a contribution towards the running costs when they visit. Local shopkeepers pass on fruit and vegetables or anything else suitable that they can't sell. As you know, some animals will eat anything. Oh, and I sell the eggs direct to the public because they know they're really fresh. But what is really special is that many children come here in their own time, after school or during the holidays. They bring food for the animals and they help with the cleaning and general care of the farm. And some of them have been around when the lambs have been born and they become very attached to these young animals, which is lovely to watch.
Perhaps you'll produce a generation of farmers.
No, I don't think that's very likely somehow.
Sue, thank you very much for coming into the studio today and good luck with everything.
That's the end of part 4.